Honestly, remote work has really evolved. What used to feel like a perk or a temporary fix is now a core way many companies operate.
That shift is exciting, but the real challenge is not whether people can work remotely. It's whether organizations can keep growing, stay aligned, and preserve culture when teams are spread across time zones, offices, and home settings.
And this is where AI comes in, not to replace human judgment, but to help distributed teams scale in a healthier, more effective way.
The core idea is that remote work is easy to start, but hard to scale.
Exactly. As teams grow, communication can get fragmented, meetings stack up, processes start slipping, and leadership can lose sight of what's actually happening.
In an office, a lot of coordination happens naturally through shared space, hallway conversations, and informal interactions.
Remote work removes a lot of that structure, so companies need smarter systems to keep work moving.
AI can help by organizing information, reducing friction, and turning the data teams already have into clearer decisions.
One of the biggest wins is automation.
Routine tasks, scheduling, follow-ups, ticket triage, report generation, drafting content, can be handled faster with far less manual effort.
That gives people room to focus on higher value work, and it cuts down on the constant back and forth coordination.
Instead of chasing status updates, teams can rely on automated summaries, progress trackers, and prioritization tools that keep everyone aligned without adding more meetings.
AI also changes how remote organizations understand performance and workflow.
Traditional performance management often relied on broad metrics or subjective observations.
AI lets leaders look at workflow data, communication patterns, and project timelines in a more structured way.
The goal is not to monitor every action or micromanage people. It's to spot bottlenecks, overloaded teams, and weak processes.
For example, if projects keep stalling during handoffs between departments, AI-assisted analytics can help leaders see the pattern early and adjust before it becomes a bigger problem.
Communication is another area where AI can have a strong impact.
Remote teams depend heavily on written updates, video calls, and digital tools, but too much communication can become just as disruptive as too little.
AI can summarize long threads, highlight key decisions, pull action items from meetings, and even suggest the best time to check in with a teammate.
That kind of support reduces noise and helps people focus on what actually matters.
For teams across different time zones, AI is especially useful for asynchronous work, organizing updates, documenting decisions, and keeping everyone aligned even when no one is online at the same time.
There are a few areas where AI is particularly useful for remote teams.
First, onboarding and knowledge sharing. New remote employees often struggle to find the right information, and AI can surface relevant documentation, answer common questions, and guide them through internal processes.
Second, project management. AI can help prioritize tasks, forecast timelines, and flag risks before they become critical, especially when multiple projects are running across different locations.
Third, customer support and operations. AI can help remote customer-facing teams respond faster, root issues more effectively, and maintain consistent service quality.
Fourth, workforce planning. As remote teams grow, leaders need a clearer picture of capacity, skill gaps, and workload distribution.
AI can support better decisions about hiring, training, and how resources are allocated.
That said, AI is not a magic fix.
If used poorly, it can create new problems.
Over-reliance on automation can weaken the human connection that makes a team feel like a team.
Poorly designed analytics can also feel invasive, or it can push a workplace toward a culture of surveillance.
And if teams are not trained to use AI tools well, the technology can add confusion rather than clarity.
Trust is a major issue.
Remote work already depends on a high level of trust between employees and leadership. If AI is introduced in a controlling way, it can damage that trust and make remote work feel more restrictive rather than more efficient.
The key takeaway is that AI should be a support tool, not a replacement for human judgment.
Remote teams still need empathy, clear communication, and strong leadership.
AI can handle data, routine tasks, and coordination, but it cannot replace the human side of collaboration.
So for companies that want to scale remote work effectively, the goal should not be to adopt every available AI tool.
It should be to build a system that reduces friction while preserving the human elements that make teams work well.
That starts with clear goals. Is the organization trying to improve onboarding, project visibility, communication, or performance management?
Once the goal is clear, it becomes easier to choose the right tools and measure whether they are actually helping.
It also requires training teams to use AI responsibly, understanding what the tools can and cannot do, and how to interpret their results.
Leaders, in particular, need to be thoughtful about how data is used and how decisions are made.
In the end, the future of remote work is not about choosing between in-person and distributed models.
It is about building organizations that can operate flexibly, efficiently, and sustainably no matter where people are.
AI is becoming a key enabler of that shift by helping remote teams scale with more structure, better insight, and less unnecessary overhead.
If used thoughtfully, AI can turn remote work from a logistical challenge into a real competitive advantage.